Hey, Shimonai and Hey, Sif, Dalit. We're talking about Hadlakas Noyim. By Yidua, we already know Shakala Mitzvahs land over Lasiyasa. You make a bracha, which is a very interesting term. Over Lasiyasa means when you pass over the doing, which means that you say brachas before you do them. Right? I mean, every time we do anything, we make a bracha before. Matilas Yadayim is pretty much the only one that we don't. And women's mikvah, we don't. And that's because we'd rather make the bracha when we're clean than not. So we make the bracha. So normally you should have to make the bracha on Shabbos Neiros before you light. Hadlakas Neiros to Shabbos, even Hadlakas Tabelas Shabbos al Atzma, since with Hadlakas Neiros, the woman is in the Kabbal Shabbos on herself, a bracha already has followed for Hadlakas. The bracha is the beginning of the bracha. In Cain, it's a var of tefillah, meaning once she makes the bracha, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. That's like the equivalent of Kabbalah of Mitzvah for a man. Vim Cain, it's a var of tefillah. Then now it's Shabbos. How does she go light? Al Cain, he medlekes tefillah. That's why women light first. Today, and then a lot of people ask, so where does this minute come from that the women cover their eyes? Today should they have bracha, because we want the bracha to come first. What she does is she covers her eyes. She covers her eyes opposite of her. She spreads her eyes opposite her face, so she won't see the neiros, and then she makes the bracha. Well, Mesiris are your dime, and then she removes her hands, her royas, and everything, and then she sees the notice. The Havi Kilo Birka Kai the Madlok, and then she made the bracha before she lit. And because of a loy plug, meaning we don't want to say it any different than we that's not like that on Yom Tif, even though on Yom Tif, there's no Kabbalas Yom Tif with the bracha. Now, this doesn't explain why they spread out their hands. That I don't know exactly what the source is, what, you know, they make like they're moving their hands around the handles. And also the reason that they're covering their eyes, not because they're davening, even though yesterday we learned that you're supposed to daven, right? But that again, it's not for davening, it's for the other lafriyot. The ikar neiros shaben habi kabbalah Shabbos, and the ikar neiros that is kabbalah Shabbos are pain elu shalosh shulchan shayiklan alav. Those are the ones that are on the table that they're eating on. I'll tell the topic that's about friend that those should be lit last. I mean, because back then they had to light candles all over the house in order to have lights. So the candles that are on the table are the ikar ones for Shabbos. With the Shas HaTzayra, Pigayin Shehi Tzrifa, the leper from Tvila, and hold on one second. Okay, anyway.
The line is sitting next to you. What's going on?
I wanted to answer to the
I'm kidding.
benching.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Right? I'll can't tell the guys about Friday, so light them left. The Let's say she has to go someplace important. She can make a tonight. She ain't have a Shabbos, bad luck. To not being with Kabbalah Shabbos, those two kalavarik call them a bracha. Then she can make the bracha first. So if you deny the leiv saga, and even a tie in her heart is enough. The question is, what do you call a tzarek gadol? The number one question is, a woman wants to go to the kaisel in a taxi, so she wants to bench. She wants a light. Is that enough? Shemizam says that's not enough of a reason to make a tonight. Usually, it's when you have a simcha, etc. A lot of times, the shaila is that they're just eating by a friend's house. It's a half hour walk, and they want to make a tonight for that. That's not really enough of a tonight. It is sort of simple, that's one thing, but for stamina, to make tonight because you want to have a social life, it's not really for simples. But then there are those who say you don't even have to make it tonight because you could just sit in the back seat of a car. And that's not really doing malacha at all. So, okay, yeah, ask the shayla. Mitzvahs are blessed. Hey, mitzvahs are not just made us call a bain al anashim, bain al anashim. It's Talon in what men and women, the reason why women do it first is because they're home. The first reason is just simply women are around the house, it's their job. The second reason is because of a woman, the whole light of the world went out because of the fet of the Eitz Hadas. If the woman is home, she goes first. But the man should also be involved, and they should light the candle and they should singe it, light it up and put it out. It should be easy to light. Meaning, we don't have to do it nowadays because nowadays our candles light very easily. And a woman, the first week she has a baby, very difficult for her to get out of bed, etc. So then the husband should light. And after that, and any other time she's a nida, she lights and she makes a bracha. That's, I think, if a heitiv brings, or somebody brings that could be the meaning that when you add on a candle for every child that one has, comes from that week she missed candlelight. So, Mamela, since she missed, we know that Allah is the stuff a woman misses for no good reason, that she has to add a candle the rest of her life, even though this is a good reason. But still, that's what's said. That's what some said.
What's the Havamina that Anita doesn't bench lift?
What?
What's the Havamina that Anita wouldn't bench lift?
Because of the proper. There are some that hold that you don't, that Anita shouldn't even daven because they can stay dirty. We don't do that nowadays, but there is a thought process that way. Vogs. Lahegas and Nashim should pardon my luck with the nearest references for Lai Shios, Big Day Shabbos. The meaning is that the woman should be dressed for Shabbos. And praise that they should be there. It's written with follow Minfa Tila, but they have to daven Minfa first. It's a common question. Women, they want to bench lift and then they want to daven Minfa, especially since the war, October 7th. A lot of people want to be in the Talmud Shabbos early. Then they want to daven Minfa. It's not the right thing to do. It's more important to daven Minfa. So you have to daven Minfa first. You have to say, hey, you have to daven Minfa. She's in the Talmud Shabbos with the Rabbis Neves. Like we said, Vaini Yechal Lispal Achitaf Minfa Shofo. She cannot daven a weekday Minfa. The Musaburah says that she should daven to my roof. The Isha Shin is Afra Basaker, but a woman who is pushed off in her, meaning she's busy in the house. Right? She comes home about half hour before Shabbos. If she's going to start bathing and then starts getting dressed, it's a suffer till Shabbos. Mitzvah Yosef Shatadah, better that she should daven, she should light in her weekday clothing. You got to tread lightly on this one. If the Baal sees that the woman is running late, mitzvah gedayla sheyadlu ba'arishkiyat b'raygza. The mitzvah gedayla, he says, that the man should light, and he should not listen to he shouldn't listen to his wife being upset. The first question I ask when the woman forgets to light meiros because she's so busy, so I ask the husband, where was he? Right, because it's his job. Right, his job to help out in the house, at least to make sure that the wife has help, and if not, he should like to know. Nine. If a man is lighting neiros, it's a single man, whatever it is, and he's lighting neiros, so then he should, or if the wife's away, but he still has to do malacha, which is most men. It's good also to make a tonight that he's not makabel shabbos in this adlaka. If he didn't make the tonight, yochel lasis achatat malacha, then he could do malacha afterwards. If the adlaka tzabal, anyway, makes you makabel shabbos. But if the lighting of the husband, it's not the minute of the makabel shabbos. Men are not makabel shabbos if adlaka's nevis. Test tina la'adik v'mokum shiyoyfel shiyein hitet v'madigin l'chod shabbos. You have to light in the place that you're eating, so that it's recognizable you're lighting Kavod Shabbos. and don't light it in one place and then put it someplace else. Let's say the woman's sick and she can't come to the table. Then you can bring her the candle, she can light in the bed. Then you can go put it on a table in that house. Because the whole house is considered one makom. That's also the heter for those that don't wash negavasa by the bed, because the whole house is considered one makom. The nashim and women, the madlikin haneres besukkah, the achran noisenos and rosef habayis, women that light the neres in the sukkah, and afterwards they bring it into the house, lo yofei noisen, it's not proper because they should be lit in the sukkah for the meal. Ner shu dalik me'erev Shabbos, a ner that's lit on Friday, we have candles lit on Friday, right? Tzrichin lach haboisa, you have to put it out for lasar laglicha, the covered Shabbos. Now this is talking about, I think, this is talking about the regular, again, they didn't have electricity. This is about the regular candles that they had in the house. So you should put them out and turn them on the covered Shabbos. I'm not so sure why people don't do this. I'm not sure why you don't go around your house turning off the light and turning them on the covered Shabbos. All the light. I don't do it myself. I do it for my in the dining room after the lighting the Shabbos candles. But really, the candles should be off and on, I think. You're supposed to have candles lit in every room, right? Because you don't want to trip. One of the main reasons for lighting neiros is that you don't trip, right? Let somebody's in the house with his wife, since she's lighting in one room, you don't have to light, make a bracha on the lights in the other room. Meaning, saying what are we just saying? That she lights the candles in the dining room and the husband's going around the house turning on the lights of covered Shabbos. Let's say you want to do that chumra. Right? So, why shouldn't the husband make a bracha? Everybody makes a bracha on their own menorah. Right? But we don't do that. Because it's one hadlaka for the whole house. In name Rabin, then it's asunu b'feder effort. And if there's a lot of people staying in one room, you start through. And they should be mishtatu together, and they should light one there. And they should make a bracha and have kavana to be mighty everybody with that bracha. And they should have kavana with it. And if he doesn't have a specific rule, eloship pether effort in Baal Ha'ushbiz of Yisrael, right? And he's right. If he doesn't have a cheder miyukud, he doesn't have a dorm room. El shul b'cheder echad in bala shliza yisrael, and he's staying with his host. Ain't it tzarach lahadik? He does not have to light. Kimitshu ishtem and olekas lo rebeisik. Since his wife is lighting in his house. The bapurim are learned in a rokem ape. Bapurim writes in the common that it's bapurim that learn in another place. In yisrael cheder miyukud. If there's a specific room for them to sleep, so you have to give bracha, right? For them that have beards and where it's so, they have to light, right? We start with damping lifnes neiros, and you can start also to be kind of neiros. The effort you brought up for you to come, and only one guy has to light. Each bracha doesn't have to light. Even if you are neiros dalkus atchiler shomer, but you have to have them lit until they come home, which is a big problem for bracha, because they'll light the candles and then they'll go out to eat by people's house. By the time they come home, the lights are out. So then there's a bracha of a tolif. The mainland of Pedro, you know, same thing if somebody goes for a simcha. You know, you come back, you go to Shea, you light candles, you go to Shea brothers, you come back 4 hours later, candles are not lit. That's a stipulated problem. The mainland, you have to benefit from it at night. So maybe after ski, you stay lit and for a little bit. But mainland, if they don't have their own room, the bottom, keep it in and Nashim from Madrika, since they don't have women to light, and Stephen lost his pupil, the Balabayas, they need to give a pupil to the Balabayas, you'll have shitfus benares that they have a shitfus in the neighbors. A lot of misunderstanding with that, because people think they go away for Shabbos and they're eating the whole time by their hosts, so they think they have to be mishtatif. You don't have to, because when you're eating, well, at least the part of the kitchen second hour, when you're eating and sleeping by somebody's house, you're part of his b'nei bayis. Just like the kids don't light neiros, so too the guests don't have to light neiros either. Okay. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. God of it.
Shkoyach.
Good to hear you back, Rafe.